Proclamation number 8525 of 11th of June, 1963. Vineyard work not without effect. Again and again I must admonish you to eager work for me and my kingdom. You should not tire and consider your work useless, even if you seem to have little success. But consider that only few people occupy themselves with spiritual thoughts, that their thoughts are mostly worldly directed. But that only spiritual thoughts can have an effect on souls in the kingdom on the other side, and that they need help quite urgently as soon as they are still close to earth because of their low degree of maturity. They can only understand you by following your thoughts, and if these are now spiritually directed they can draw the greatest blessing from it. Only few people move in spiritual areas because these areas alone have become their purpose in life. Few people work consciously for me and my kingdom, even if contact with me is cultivated in church organizations. But then always only at certain times and within a certain framework. But only the living connection with me is a beneficial effect, and this is only established by few people. Therefore those souls in the beyond have only few possibilities to join sources of light where they themselves are also allowed to receive light. Which they however do where only through sparks of light such a source is visible on earth. And for the sake of these souls who urgently need you for their further development, especially in the first time after their departure from earth, you should be eagerly active yourselves and serve me in my vineyard. You should neither let yourselves be distracted nor influenced by apparent failures. I know about every effect of that what you undertake in the service for me, and I also know about all thoughts, and also the circle of the souls in the beyond, which fetch food from you, I determine. I.e., I point them to you, which you can help them in their trouble. And since you receive truth directly from me, you are also surrounded by truth-hungry souls, by souls which on earth were difficult to determine to accept spiritual knowledge because nothing seemed credible to them, but which nevertheless led a way of life which did not put them into darkness after their departure, but which nevertheless cannot leave earthly nearness because they are still too earthbound through their inclination towards the earthly world. But now they have recognized that they no longer live in the earthly world, they seek to find support with people on earth who assist them in their spiritual poverty. They long for true spiritual good and feel it that they find this with you. You are so necessary for these souls because they earnestly strive upwards and are now also instructed by me myself through you so that they quite safely reach the aim. And you must never let this source of life dry up for those souls. After all, even in the kingdom of the beyond time is still limited, and the work has to be done on all those who enter the spiritual kingdom to introduce them to divine truth, to proclaim to them the gospel of love which they neglected on earth, and thus to be right guides for them on the path to ascent. Countless souls are called away and arrive in a little developed state in the kingdom on the other side. And what they therefore missed in earth life they must make up for and need right instruction for it, which you can impart to them through eager spiritual work, which therefore is never done in vain. You must never forget that such places are rare, where I myself can hand out the water of life, the bread out of heaven. but that exactly at such places also the right food is to be got for those immature souls, which truly demand it, because they feel the effect of this divine food and are exceedingly grateful for the help given to them, which they again also want to give to other souls. And that is why the work of redemption draws immense circles for you. What I give to you, man, through my dress, that also countless souls receive in the kingdom on the other side, and as long as therefore this intimate contact with you is possible, this also means a redeeming mission to the souls on the other side, which certainly also have enough teachers in the spiritual kingdom, but after their passing away on earth are still so far connected with earth that you have greater possibilities, spiritual knowledge to them than those beings of light, which are only allowed to approach them in a veiled form and are only listened to by the souls when they have already somewhat understood all correlations. When they already possess a degree of light which now also allows them to gratefully accept the help of the beings of light in the beyond, and they then also ascend inexorably, believe that no work you carry out for me and my kingdom is in vain. Every spiritual thought is a beneficial effect, and no spiritual thought is lost but is an effect as strength on those souls which are to be helped to ascend. Amen.